If this video reaches 1,000 likes, we'll be giving away 2 of our t-shirts for the Maliminous store.
There was a video a while ago by Every Frame's a Painting, detailing the reasons people tend to forget the scores to a lot of movies. Because there's a general feel in the community about background music should stay in the background, and really shouldn't even be noticed. However, one of the largest counterculture groups to this would be the animated shows and movies. They seem to put an extraordinary amount of effort into their music. Join me as we count down some of the most emotional music around. Keep in mind, this is only my opinion, and the list was done with the help of only a few people. If you have something you think should be on this list, be sure to add it down below in the comments. I also won't butcher the names of the songs I simply can't pronounce out of respect for the artist. Number 10. So this one's kind of a staple in anime. When people talk about retro, they talk about this show. It's one of those shows that you reference whenever you want to be an intellectual. But it did kind of earn it. Around this time, it was one of the few good shows that you could see on Toonami growing up as a kid. Most of you watching probably are old enough to even remember this. Whether you liked the fan dub or the fan sub, it was a lot of people's introduction into anime. Number 9. Steven Universe. It's over, isn't it? So I've been lacking on watching the Steven Universe episodes, but what I haven't been lacking on are the songs. And Steven Universe had some amazing songs. I don't know if it was a specific choice to choose these people based off of their singing abilities, but that's what I've heard. They all have a very unique style to their voices. They're not exactly the best singers in the world, but there's something natural about their voices. Something calming and soothing in a lot of cases. And the deep emotional impact of this song, and what it actually symbolizes for cartoons in general, it's something that we haven't really seen a lot of. These topics would be taboo just a few years ago, and putting something this deep in a cartoon show so blatantly would be unheard of.
And she loved you and she's gone. It's over, isn't it? Why can't I move on?
Number 8. Hunter x Hunter. I've stopped watching anime, at least as frequently. I simply don't have the time. I'm starting to get back into it, but Hunter x Hunter was one of the few shows I was watching during my break from anime. Hunter x Hunter is an amazing show, and I don't really like a lot of fighting ones. I'm more of a school comedy romance kind of guy. That being said, this song, it's a little bit more upbeat than a lot of the ones we see here on this list. But the message is just the same. It's both sad and inspirational. It's kind of something that would make you cry, but within the same line, make you dry those tears and get up and follow whatever path you want to live in life. People may think that it's overrated, but overrated, underrated, it doesn't matter. The music in it is amazing, and I love the show personally. I highly recommend it. Number 7. Angel Beats, Unjust Life. This is another anime that was suggested to me by my friends. I haven't actually watched the show a lot, but I've seen bits and pieces and pictures from here. It's an extremely popular one that makes it on a lot of people's top 10, top 20 lists. It's definitely on my list to see, and I'll get around to it eventually, because if the song is anything to go off of, it's amazing, but it definitely does have a soothing feel to it, and something that actually does tug at the heartstring with its chords. Number 6. Elfenlied. Elfenlied is also another anime I haven't really watched too much, and you'll probably hear me say that a lot during this list. But the songs, I've heard them before, and I've heard countless people recount their time watching the series. Again, it's another bucket list anime for me. But if the song's anything to go off of, I'll definitely be watching it pretty soon. The story itself is kind of sad. Someone born different, taken for experimentation, for the quote-unquote better good. If we're talking about emotions, this should definitely be on the list. Number 5, Steins Gate. You've probably seen this one from a few different GIFs. It's made its rounds in a couple of English threads, in which the character's speaking English. It's hilarious, but it's also serious at the same time. It's extremely well reviewed, and it's also on a lot of people's top 10s list. Number 4. Adventure Time. Remember You. So, Adventure Time has a lot of similarities to Steven Universe, at least in regards of songs. Remember You is part of the Mushroom Wars subplot. A lot of times people say that they're more interested in the subplot than the actual main arc, and to be honest, I gotta agree with them. This song really tugs at the heartstrings. You only see Ice King as this villainous and incompetent person, but you get to realize something. In a lot of regards, he's the one that's the victim. The victim of society and what the war did to him. There was a lot of things that were out of his control, and he's a man that was stripped of his identity and its memories. Adventure Time has a lot of amazing plots like this. Unfortunately, the main plot's just not as great in my opinion.
Marceline, I can feel myself slipping away. I can't remember what it made me say, but I remember that I saw you frown.
Number 3. Clanned, to the same heights. Clanned is also an anime that has been highly regarded amongst many people. It's one that you'll see all the time, posted all over the place. It's a little bit older than a lot of stuff on this list, but just because it's old, doesn't mean it's not produced well. Number 2. Bleach. Will of the Heart. Bleach is a series that I kind of got into and then fell out. The first arc of Bleach was amazing. It was really profoundly done. Again, I'm a Toonami watcher, and at the time there wasn't that many unique shows on Toonami. There were the standard reruns of Cowboy Bebop and other shows, but something that was new that I could look forward to seeing a new episode each week? Well, that was rare. Bleach has some amazingly intense moments in it, and its music is fitting. Sadness, anger, empowerment. The music is able to make you feel all of it. You get sucked into it. And that's how music should be. It shouldn't be hid away in the background, but it shouldn't also overpower everything else. It's a dance. Number 1. Naruto. Sadness and Sorrow. This one was so well done, a lot of people don't even realize it's just from Naruto. I see YouTubers all the time trying to get the sympathy card that play this song. They don't even realize where it's from. They think it's just some orchestra piece that was made. They don't realize that this piece was lovingly created with the intentions into going into probably one of the most highly well-known shows in America. If we're talking about anime, at least. This show gets a lot of flack for being mainstream, but there's a reason why it's loved so much. The music, the story, a lot of it is amazing. And you can make a case that maybe it went on too long, but who cares? What it gave us was incredible. And as an American, it was one of the first introductions into anime I had. At least, one of the first serious ones. So that's gonna do it for my top 10 list. I'm sure I've left a lot out, so don't hesitate to put yours down in the comments. I'll be sure to go ahead and check through them. Maybe I'll find a new show to watch. I've been Faith or Maliminous, and I hope you guys enjoyed, because I enjoyed making it.